Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 11 and verse 11. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is destroyed. Wow. What a powerful statement Solomon makes in this passage of scripture. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. My dear brothers and sisters, a believer's first responsibility is to Christ, second to the church where he is planted, and thirdly to his community where he lives, or in the city where he lives. My dear brothers and sisters, it's so important that how we represent Christ in our community is of paramount importance, because that's where the Lord desires that you and I will be great representatives for Jesus. An unknown writer wrote, "Nothing is lost that is done for the Lord, let it be ever so small. The smile of the Savior approves of the deed as though it were greatest of all." We are of little value, my dear brothers and sisters, to our Lord if we do not produce fruit for Him. In fact, the command of Scripture is to bear much fruit, regardless of the task to which God calls us. Whether it be great or small, it will receive His promised blessing when we do it faithfully and with sincere motives. The scriptures also teach that our deeds of compassion and mercy must be done with cheerfulness, never simply out of duty, as referenced in Romans chapter 12 and verse 8. I like what Saint Francis of Assisi said. He said, "It is not fitting when one is in God's service to have a gloomy face or a chilling look. Representing Christ and serving others must become a normal, happy lifestyle as we carry the sunshine where darkness is rife." My dear brothers and sisters, the city perishes without the Christian preaching the gospel to the nation or to the community. And therefore, wherever we are, we must be the light, we must be the voice, we must be the salt for Christ. We must be influencers for Jesus. We must contend for our faith. We must stand for the truth. Because the Bible records in the end time days, people will fall away from their faith. Let that not be so for us. But we will be the ones who will be the voice in the desert. And my dear brothers and sisters, that is the call of the Holy Spirit today, that we will bless the city, hallelujah, where we are living. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. Your community will be exalted. Your island where you live in, your place where you live in will be redeemed because of you. Because you are a source and a conduit of salvation for many that are perishing in that territory. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead. Bless the city, bless the land, bless the people, and share the gospel of Yeshua. Take the healing of Jesus, meet them at the point of their need with the love of Christ. And I promise you that the great harvest is coming to the Lord worldwide. And people are looking to be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Our Father, I pray that you will give us the grace that we will truly be the light, a voice, and salt unto the nations. Wherever you have planted us, wherever you have placed us, we will represent Yeshua correctly. We will represent the love of Jesus the way you want us to. That truly the light of Jesus will shine brightly in the dark territories where we live in, O Father God. And the light in us will dispel every form of darkness in the name of Jesus. For there is victory in the blood of the Lamb, and there is power in your name. In your name you shall cast out demons, your word says. In your name we will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will be healed, your word says. And we thank you for that, O God. Lord, this morning, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your power. I release your anointing. I release your grace and glory to abound upon their lives. Bless them. Enlarge their territory. Increase their borders. And take away every pain from their midst, that the name of Jehovah will be glorified. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, for the ones who are struggling with their health conditions. Lord, you are a gracious God. You are a merciful God. You are a Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You heal us of all our diseases. And Father, we thank you for that. And today, Lord, every Lord sick person in our midst will be healed and made whole by the power of God's Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more. And Father, we thank you. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, and a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.